joined now by the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnell-Oak. Minister, I know you're with us to talk about a new plan for farming, and we'll come to that in a couple of minutes. But first of all, on this pressing issue in the news this morning, when will people know what the revised vaccination plan is?
Well, I think as you've heard from Denis McCauley and Minister Ryan there is a meeting this morning between the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and Minister Ryan with the head of the National Vaccination Programme, and this has also been given a lot of attention by NIAC and NPHET, and certainly the objective is in the next couple of days to outline what the reprofiled vaccination strategy will be. Obviously, the government's key objective here, Rachel, is, as it has been up until now, is to ensure that we distribute the vaccinations in as efficient, quickly and safe a way as possible. Obviously, there's an adjustment needed in relation to the announcements on Monday from AstraZeneca, and also yesterday from Johnson & Johnson, and that's been considered now with a view to giving certainty then as soon as possible and rearranging people's appointments as well.
But if targets aren't met, and we heard there from Dr. Denis McCauley that there's a real danger now that that will happen, if targets aren't met, isn't it likely to mean that people will have to spend even more time living with restrictions?
Well, the key thing will be we will do all within our power to ensure that the vaccinations are distributed as quickly as possible. Obviously, there is the change in relation to AstraZeneca for over 60s. The Johnson & Johnson have indicated that they're pausing their distribution. So that remains to be seen whether that will change in the days ahead. But certainly, the government does have to respond to that. And certainly, I know a lot of consideration is going into how we can do that and how we can best ensure that the vaccination rollout progresses as quickly as it possibly can in that period. So I think certainty is obviously important, and I think there is a very strong understanding among everyone of the absolute importance of this, and I think the government certainly has shown over the last number of weeks working with all in the health service to ensure that that it has rolled out as efficiently as it possibly could, and the vaccinations as quickly as they've come into the country have been distributed. And that's going to be our intention going forward as well. And that's going to be really crucial in relation to getting the country back to as much normality as possible in the best time frame possible.
At the same time, we have this problem with the hotel quarantine scheme. Now, this scheme was a long time in the planning. The country is filled with empty hotel rooms. So how can there be a lack of available rooms?
Well, I think firstly, it's really important to recognise that the reason that hotel quarantine has been put in place is to ensure that we protect the country in every way we can, and from the threat of importation, particularly of variants of the COVID disease. So that's the reason for it now, and that's the reason as well why the government on health advice have expanded the number of countries. Obviously, the issue in the last day or two has been around the number of unannounced walk-ins, and there's been engagement between the Department of Transport with airlines to ensure that anybody that's boarding an airline, that the air transport providers are ensuring that they have the necessary preparations put in place. And I know that the HSE are now working to ensure that there is an increased and expanded availability in place, and that will be in place by Monday, and it will be increased from that onwards as well to meet demand.
But doesn't it sound a bit mad, though, that, as I said, in a country filled with empty hotels, that after a couple of weeks of this scheme, it can run out of available hotel rooms?
You know, I think you're right that there is no shortage of hotel rooms in the country, and the government are now, in response to the fact that there has been walk-ins which were unannounced and which were much higher than should have been, the government are going to be increasing capacity and will increase capacity to meet the demand. But of course, our overall objective as well is to ensure that the travel is kept to an absolute minimum and essential only, and that's why the quarantine has been put in place, and as well for that essential travel coming from countries where we need to be extra careful with.
Now to other business, you're bringing, as I said, a new plan for farming and food to Cabinet today. How will it differ from what's gone before?
Well, I think everyone's very clear that farming and agriculture are at an important juncture. And since I've been appointed as minister 6 months ago, Rachel has spent a lot of time listening to and engaging with farmers. And on the back of this, I've created this statement of strategy, which I'm bringing to Cabinet today, which is a 3-year plan, and also backed up by an action plan for this year, which contains 75 different actions. And the key two the key objectives behind it is firstly protecting farm family incomes, secondly as well delivering on environmental commitments, and thirdly positioning our overall agri-food sector as a key pillar of the economy, which it always has been and still is the largest Indigenous employer domestically. So I think there's a really strong and positive future for agriculture in the country, and this strategy can help deliver on that. And obviously, while we have a tremendous track record in relation to producing food, which is healthy, and exporting 90% of that, we also increasingly going forward have to ensure that there's an increasing prioritization in relation to the environmental and sustainability footprint of that. And I think that's something which our agriculture and food sector can deliver on, working in partnership with farmers. And certainly the key objective I have as we go forward, and which this strategy will deliver on as well, is ensuring that incomes and maintaining and improving farm incomes are central to that.
Right. And when then will farmers and producers and indeed consumers, when will they get more details of this plan?
So I'm bringing it to Cabinet and today and publishing it then afterwards. And also coming out of this, two of the key actions, for example, Rachel, as well, is the development of new Common Agricultural Policy, a plan which will be published over the summer and which will be consulting very in depth with stakeholders, farmers and all in the food sector on, and which will be really important for the next 7 years. And also under the chairmanship of Tom Arnold, we have a new 2030 10-year food strategy, which will shortly be going to public consultation on as well, and which will be really important in terms of framing the next 10 years for Irish agri-food. So I think certainly the ongoing contribution of agriculture, food, and particularly marine as well to our economy is going to continue to be really strong and can be built upon. And certainly working with Minister of State Pippa Hackett and Minister Martin Hayden in the department, I think there's a very statement of strategy and the action plan around this will deliver a very strong platform to ensure that we develop it in the years ahead.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell, thank you for joining us.